Health Bulletin. New South Wales records the deadliest day of the pandemic so far. Novak Djokovic could be ruled out of the French Open over new vaccine mandates. And in sport, Sam Kerr has been beaten to the FIFA Best Women's Player of the Year award by Barcelona's Alexia Putellas. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. New South Wales has had its deadliest day of the coronavirus pandemic, recording 36 deaths in the most recent reporting period. The state's death toll now sits at 921, an increase of 165 in a week. However, Premier Dominic Perrottet points out that the most important method of ensuring a strong economic rebound is to remain open. He says this includes having children return to school on the scheduled date of January 28.
We are determined to make it as smooth as possible. Now, that will mean at times teachers who are positive will have to isolate. It will mean at times that kids who are positive will need to isolate. But that is a better issue to be dealing with than having our schools closed. We need kids back in the classroom. It's best for them. It's best for their educational outcomes, their mental health and their social outcomes, particularly in disadvantaged groups across the state.
The state has reported 29,830 new cases, including 13,763 from rapid tests. In Victoria, there has been 22 deaths, a significant increase from the 6 deaths reported in the previous 24 hours. However, the state has declared a code brown emergency for all Melbourne hospitals and 6 regional sites, meaning extra capacity is needed to deal with an influx of patients. 28,180 new cases have been recorded across that state. Turning south, Tasmania has reported a further 1,310 cases of COVID-19 after a dip to 825 daily infections over the weekend. Today's daily figures include 950 self-reported rapid antigen test results. There are currently 2 people in intensive care and 12 people in hospital for COVID-19. As tennis player Novak Djokovic flew home from Australia after being deported for not being vaccinated against COVID-19, doubts remain about whether the tennis star would be able to play in the French Open. The current men's number one player could be barred from the French tournament this year under a new law intended to exclude the unvaccinated from stadiums and other public places. French politician Christophe Castaner says the new law will apply to anyone who wants to play in the French Open, a reversal of earlier plans to create a bubble around the tournament.
He has no vocation to play if he's not vaccinated, if he's not going to respect a rule that applies to spectators, the ball boys, or the professionals with shops at Roland Garros. In what world would we be if we consider that just because you're a star, you can question the rules? I say no.
Some details of the law are still being worked out, including how it will deal with people who have recently recovered from COVID-19. Online safety advocates are speaking at the third hearing of a parliamentary inquiry into how social media can be made safer for users. In 2021, the federal government proposed new laws to hold tech giants to account for online harassment. The proposed laws will force social media platforms to take down offending posts and prove the identity of anonymous posters in some circumstances. Last year, advocates of the law told the inquiry that profit and privacy were being prioritised at the expense of children's safety. Sam Kerr has been beaten in the FIFA Best Women's Player of the Year award by Barcelona's Alexia Putellas. The Matildas captain came second to Putellas, with another Spanish midfielder, Jenny Hermoso, also of European Champions League winners Barcelona, in third. Robert Lewandowski of Bayern Munich and Poland won the men's award ahead of Lionel Messi and Mo Salah. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, very hot and sunny, 39. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 25. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 21. Hobart, a possible shower, 19 degrees. Canberra, showers, 22. Wollongong, showers increasing, 24. Sydney, showers and 27. Newcastle, showers increasing, 28. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, similar conditions, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a likely storm, 33 degrees. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.